out here.
Good morning. It's great to have everybody here this day. Just want to welcome you here to the Mount Carmel Church of God. And I'd like to open with giving you a few announcements and updates. First off, before I forget, 2 weeks from today, after church, we're going to have a meeting for the Awana program. And so if you are even curious about it, want to know what's going on with it, we strongly encourage, would love to have you at the meeting. So 2 weeks from today, and we'll try and make an announcement next week and obviously the following week. Also, next week, we're going to have our pastor candidate come and preach. So please be in prayer. Have an open heart. Just ask God to show you what his direction is for this congregation, for this church. I can't think of any other announcements, so we'll go to the Lord in prayer. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to worship you freely, and we just thank you for each one that's here today. We also lift up those that have health issues that aren't able to make it, and we just pray that they can hear on the radio or through Facebook or whatever means, but we just pray for them and pray be near to them especially. And we also pray for those with health concerns and those living in assisted living and nursing home. We just pray you touch them and be near to them, and may just move us to reach out to them and visit them and just show your love to them. And I lift up Kerwin that will be preaching today, and just welcome him back to this church, and we just praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This time we'll have David.
You know, I'm sure glad that Jeff knew where the mic was, because we were back there searching for it and couldn't find it. Jeff mentioned to you that next week we have a pastor candidate coming. I wanted to give you a little update on where we was to get to this spot. Back when Vince told us he was resigning, we put together a search committee, and the first thing that the search committee did was talk to Travis Bowden, who is our regional director, and he came and gave us some ideas. The first thing that we did was put together what we were looking for in a pastor, what qualities we wanted, and all those things. Then we talked about possibly getting an interim, and Travis was supposed to look into that for us. We gave him a month to see if there was somebody within the Churches of God that could be an interim for us, and he didn't find anybody after a month. So we were going to look at a service that provided an interim, but the problem was, after we looked into it, was they wanted a 1 to 2 year commitment on an interim, and we were only looking at maybe 3 months or something like that. We didn't want a long-term commitment. So we started to, first of all, we put together, I think I said it, the qualities we wanted and what we were looking for. And then we had some names that were given to us of prospective pastors. And I sent out letters to three people. We had two other names that were given to us that we didn't feel met the criteria that we were looking for, so we didn't send letters to them. We also had two people that expressed interest in the position, and we told them that they could send us resumes. It was put out on the Church of God website that we were looking for a pastor, and we got no response back from that whatsoever. of the two people that we three that we contacted, one said that they didn't feel led here by God. The other said they were interested in talking to us. And so we did meet with that individual and have an interview. We also, of the two that mentioned that they would be interested in talking to us, the one sent a resume and we interviewed that person. And the other person decided after talking that they didn't feel called to send a resume. So in the end, we interviewed two people. After that interviews, we sat as a committee and discussed the individuals and if they were meeting the criteria and the desires that we had. And maybe I should say what some of that was. One of the things that we said, we wanted to have a younger pastor that would appeal to the young people, to bring young people into the church. We also wanted somebody that was not afraid to preach the Bible from front to back, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That they were willing to do all those. We also wanted somebody that would reach out to the community, somebody that would also shepherd the flock that was here and grow the saints that we have in the church and grow some of us that aren't too saintly also. So after we interviewed these two individuals, we felt that both of them probably would have the ability to pastor the church. And Muriel made the statement that she needed a definite sign. I was trying to think what the word was. A definite sign to which one we should call. A bolt of lightning. That was her thing. Bolt of lightning. 3 days after that meeting that we had, the one individual texted me and said, I feel God calling me to continue to talk with you about coming to the church. Well, that sounded like pretty good. 3 days after that, I got a call from the other individual who said, I don't feel God calling me to come to your church. I feel called to a different church. Wow. We felt that is something. So, long story short, we prayed about it. We talked about it. And as a committee, we ended up recommending unanimously to the church board, the one individual. The church board, after we spent an hour talking about the individual and what they brought to the church, they unanimously voted to bring this individual to you. And so next Sunday, this individual will be here to speak to the church. We will have social time after church for you to get to know them, to get to know him. I might say the person is single, so it's going to get to know him. Get to know this person, and we'll also have a potluck so you can have a social time with it. And then in the afternoon, after the potluck and the social time, we will get to back here and we will. I'll try to answer any questions you might have if you haven't got them answered by the individual. I will try to answer them, or one of the other committee members will try to answer any questions about the individual, and then we will vote whether to call the individual or not. I am not going to tell you the person's name at the present time, and the reason for that is because they are an associate pastor at the church where they're at. They have not told their elders, his elders or pastor, that he is applying here, which is normal. And so next Sunday, I will give you the name and the details about it. But I can't do it until that because we have to be respectful of where he's at the present time. So with that, I'm going to open it up for prayer. So anybody that would like to pray out, Steve, please rise and I'll bring you the microphone.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being here together today. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us all week. We thank you for the fact that we have a candidate that will come, and I pray that we will all be open-minded and willing to have a few changes if he seems to be the right person. Lord, just guide us, protect us, and help us make the right decision. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Okay, others?
Father, I too want to thank you for this candidate that feels a blessing and a prayer put upon their heart to possibly come to this church and serve this congregation. But as a congregation, we need to diligently be in prayer that this is the right move for us, that this is the right candidate, and that we can serve each other in a capacity that grows the church for your work. I pray, dear God, that you touch each and every one of us this week, that we might take the time to pray. It's a big decision. It can be a long-term thing, and there's many decisions to be made on both sides. So I pray that you be with us and give us an open heart and an open mind. Be with this church that we make the right move. Thank you for your time, dear God, that you spend praying for us and working with us to make us better people. Thank you, God. Amen.
Okay, anybody else? If not, I'll close. Our Heavenly Father, we just continue to call upon you, knowing that this is not our church, this is your church. Father, we just ask that you would guide us as the decisions we make down the road, that if this person is the right one to come here and lead, that you will make it clear to each and every one of us. We ask, Father, that now you also be with Kerwin this morning as he speaks, and bless him and use him in a mighty way. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, good morning. Good morning. Can we stand and we'll start our worship?
Thank you. y'all go ahead and have a seat. Thank you. Okay. How are y'all doing this morning? Good, I'm glad you're here today. Have you ever gotten so busy that you don't really get to spend time with God? And you think, I'm so busy with sports, I'll start praying more when I'm done. Or you're so busy with cheer or all the other things that is maybe school, you think, I'll start reading my Bible after I'm done with whatever. In Exodus 20, verse 3, the Bible says, you shall have no other gods before me. That means God wants to be the number one thing in our lives. He wants it to be first. This jar right here, represents our lives. And this rice represents all the other stuff. It represents sports. What are some other things that keep you busy? School, what? Books? Maybe karate? How about you? Video games, good one. Tumbling. TV, maybe work if you're a grown up. Maybe even your family. Your chores, your friends. You fill your life up with all these things. Just a second. And then, God, this egg represents God. You don't have time to fit God in your life. And he just doesn't fit. But if you put God first in your life, do you know ways to put God first in your life? Can you think of something? What are you doing right now?
Sitting in church.
That's right. What else? Right, reading your Bible. Praying. And you can pray anywhere. It's mobile, so you can pray anywhere. What are some other ways? They made an announcement today that Awana is starting up. So you go to Awana. Hopefully soon we'll start youth group. Yep. So look at there. You put God first. There he is. And all the other things fit. Just a second. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So when we put God first by reading the Bible, praying, coming to church, maybe even talking with your parents about God or your grandparents or some other wise person, everything else is going to fit a whole lot better. And God will give you what you need, and he'll even give you some of the things you want. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for all these kids and all these grown-ups who are here today. Lord, I pray that you help us to remember to keep you first. When we put you first, everything always works out better. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Are we working? Awesome. Well, good morning. It's so good to be back in my hometown church. It's so nice. I see all my familiar faces, some new faces, which is always good. It's so good to be back. I remember, this is dating myself. I was so young. I remember, and raise your hand if you remember this, walking from the old church that was across from the high school, walking, escorted by the police department, we walked over to this building. Does anyone else remember that? That's going to date yourself. We literally walked and escorted by the police department. We walked, and it was such an awesome, awesome day. And we started over in the fellowship hall, and then we built this beautiful area. And this church, I mean, I remember growing up in the church, and John Bokens, he taught me the soundboard. I remember Ralph Eads taking me squirrel hunting. You know, I had a hard time getting up early in the morning for that. I remember hanging out with friends and family and just having some of my special memories in this building were the Christmas Eve services, where we had the candlelights and we all went around the room, and that was so nice and special. And those of you that don't know, this building right here, in this very spot right here, so my wife and I, we were a part of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and when Pastor Eddie was here, we had a retreat, and so we were at UW-Platteville, and we brought probably 60 or 70 people, students, that were a part of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship at the time. We brought them to this building because we knew that we had a gymnasium that we could hang out with, and we just took it over and sleeping on pews and all that. And in one of those retreats, well, I think we had two here during my time at college. During one of those retreats, I literally asked my wife to marry me in this very spot, right here on these steps. John Bokens was over there with a video camera, the old VHS, and he was taping it. So I have it on record that I proposed right here in the sanctuary. How many of you have ever thought about proposing in a sanctuary? You want to start your marriage outright, that's a good spot, right? It's a good spot. So this morning, as you can see, we're going to be talking about identity. This church, I remember having all these memories in this place. I remember Virgil Handel letting me drive his tractor doing the landscaping when we were doing the building. I remember doing Wednesday night work days over in the fellowship hall, laying bricks. So this place, but this is not about who we are. This building, no matter how special this building is, that's not who we are. Okay? It's not who we are. I love it. If you ask Scott with all the technology issues, don't get me started on that. I deal with that as well. I'm an associate pastor back home in Wausau, Wisconsin, at Living Well Faith Community Church. And so it's just good to be back here, get a few days off. So this morning, I want to talk about identity. So in our church back home, we do declarations. And so if you can, raise your Bible, if you have your YouVersion, or you can raise your phone. Because before I want to get started, I want to say this, and I want you guys to repeat it. This is God's holy word. Come on, we got to declare it. All right, this is God's holy word. There you go. What it says, I believe. What it says is true. Awesome, thanks. So David already, when he was up here, he already talked about one thing. He mentioned the word saints. If you go to that first slide, do you guys know that you guys are called saints? David, thank you. You didn't even know what I was talking about, did you? You used that word. See, he doesn't write, when Paul writes, this letter from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and from our brother Timothy, I am writing to God's church in Corinth and to all of his holy people. That means you. If you call yourself a follower of Christ, that means you are God's holy people. If you go to the next slide, he says this letter is from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ. I am writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and deacons. holy people. If you call yourself a follower of Christ, guess what? You're a saint. He doesn't say to all of the terrible sinners of Corinth. He doesn't say that. He's saying to the holy people. That's you guys. If you call yourself a follower of Christ, you are God's holy people. So the first thing you need to learn about your identity in Christ is that you are a saint. You are a saint. Remember that, because that changes everything. If you go to the next thing, you are a new creation. Says this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. That's good news, isn't it? I think of it like this. That all that garbage in your past is no longer a part. So I follow Ron back there on Facebook, and he posts about all of his running. And I'm like, man, I should really run, because I'm a shape, as my dad used to say. Well, you can either be in shape or a shape. And so right now I'm a shape. Okay? So Ron posts all these things about him running, and I'm like, man, I should do that. And then I like, but this Mountain Dew and Doritos are really nice. But if you are a new creation in Christ, that means you are on the ultimate weight loss program. Because all of that junk in your past is gone. You don't have to carry that anymore. If you call yourself a new creation and a follower of Christ, you don't have to carry any of your past. Is that an amen or not? Yeah. You don't have to carry any of that. I know I'm going kind of fast, but, I was told I had like an hour and a half, so I got like 20 points here. So, all right, so the third thing is this. For the next slide there. Have we got a next slide? Try the next one. Let's see what that says. Okay. We'll go to that one. Because they're not necessarily in order, all right? They're not necessarily in order. It says you are victorious. As I just said, you don't have to carry the junk behind you that was in your past anymore. It says this, you are victorious. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do is for the Lord is ever useless. That nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. You are victorious. But I love the part on verse 58 there. It says this, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. So if you are in Christ, not only are you a saint, not only are you a new creation, but you are conquerors. You are victors. You have victory in your life. You've conquered all that other stuff. That's good news, yes? So we got you're a saint, not a sinner. You are a new creation. And let's go to the next slide there then. Is there one I'm talking about? You are adopted. Let's try that other two too. What's the other one? That's it again? All right, well, okay. Before I do this last one, I want to talk about you are adopted. All right? You are adopted. So go ahead, pull out your Bibles. I guess we got to do it old school, right? So pull out your phones, pull up your YouVersion. And if you write this down, it's Romans 8, 15 to 17. Romans 8, 15 to 17. I asked if they could follow me on the, because I like to move around a lot. I like to see people over here. So hopefully they're following me with the joystick there back there. So Romans 8, 15 to 17. This is one of my favorite. Who's got that on, like, NIV? Do we have a microphone up here or not? Do we have a portable microphone, Ron? Oh, you guys took it already back. Who would like to read that for us? Thank you, sir. You got it? Romans 8. Romans 8, 15.
Through 17?
Through 17, yep. Yeah, can you read that for us?
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into the fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Amen.
Amen. Is that good news? That you are children. So, he says we were adopted. I'm going to just put that back here. So, if you're adopted, that means you get all of the good, the bad, the ugly of the family that adopts you. Right? So, let me tell you my story just real quick. A lot of you already know this, but it's because it's about me, it's so good. So those of you that don't know, I'm adopted by Harlan and Donetta. You see, they had Alan. A year later, they had Janelle. And Janelle's 5 years older than me, and they realized Alan and Janelle weren't cutting it. So they're like, you know, we gave them 5 years to succeed as kids. They're like, you know what? It ain't work it. Let's go get a boy. So they're like, you know, Alan and Janelle couldn't do it. So they went and said, hey, let's go get a guy that really is going to succeed. That's me. So, with that said, let me back up. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. With the way they adopted me was this. They went through all the classes. They went through all the training and all that. And back in 19-something, when I was born, it was a closed adoption at the time. So I don't know anything about my birth parents or all that. And the way that it happened back then was we don't know what kind of relationship. It was kind of an abusive relationship for my biological family. And so the doctor that was treating my biological mom met, and I love this part, met my mom and dad out in a back road country intersection. It's like a black market, basically. But they literally went out into an intersection out in the country, and the doctor carrying me was delivered to my mom and dad. So, as you can see, they really wanted me, you know. But the whole part of that is that I was welcomed into their home as their child. There was no difference between how they treated Alan and Janelle and how they treated me. They could have been nicer to me, I think. Janelle says I was spoiled. I don't think I was. I tell people that my mom owns stock in the Wooden Spoon Company because she broke a lot over my tuchus. So that's the way it was. I mean, Ralph and Linda, I remember them. They were there. They probably changed my diapers. I don't know. You probably did. Not that I needed that. But see, the whole thing is this. If you're adopted, you are a heir to Christ. So you are a saint. You are a new creation. You are victorious. You are adopted and get all the good stuff that comes with that. And if you miss all of that, you need to know one last thing. And if you go to the next slide, it says, you are loved. You are loved. Romans 8, 37 through 39, it says this. Note, despite all of these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is a message right there. Nothing can separate us. Nothing. That's good news, which is what the gospel is all about. The good news. So, I know I went really fast, and I know we're not doing any more bulletins or not, but if you could write one thing down or take a note on your phone, if you go to there is a YouTube song that I was going to do it, and then I'm like, you know, you guys don't want to hear my voice this morning. but there's a song called No Longer Slaves by Bethel Music, and it just talks about that we are no longer a slave to fear, but we are a child of God. See, when you call yourself a child of God, you're like a superhero because you're carrying everything that Christ has. He says, greater things will you do than what I did. That means that you can walk around town with your head up because you are a prince. You are a princess. You don't have to worry about who your daddy is. It's Abba, Father. And he loves you. So walk with your head up. Don't walk around going, woe is me, I'm such a bad person, I'm such a sinner. No, walk as a prince or a princess would walk. Because that's you. You're a saint. You're victorious. You are a new creation. That's a good word, yes? So, realize this again. If you don't take anything away from this morning, know that you are loved and he will always be there. Always. Through the darkness, the valleys, through the mountaintops, or the lowest of lows, He will there be there. You know, I don't have it right here, but Psalm 23 says that, you know, there's a part in Psalm 23 that says, though I walk through the valley of death, I would fear no evil. He doesn't say that you will stay in that valley. He says you're going to go through it. You don't stay and wallow in that. You're going through it. Now, being a child of God, he doesn't say that everything's going to be rosy. He doesn't say that you are going to go through life with no trials, no tribulations. He doesn't say that, but he does promise that he will be there with you. So how, when you leave today, you know, messages should all be about application. So when you leave these walls, how are you going to carry yourself? What are you going to believe in? What? I mean, if we're saying that this is true, if we're saying this is true and this is God's holy word, are you going to believe what I just spoke? Because it all came from Scripture. It all came from right here. And we already declared that this is God's word. This is his holy word. So you have to hold your head up and believe all these things because it's right from him. It's right from Scripture. I'm not making any of this up. Okay, maybe about me being adopted and being the best is maybe a little, that might be a little stretch. It should be in here, my story, but it's not, you know. But what I'm saying is this. Leave here today knowing who you are. That's all I'm asking. Leave here today knowing who you are in Christ. So, I'm done. I had 20 more points that I could talk about. So, Jeff, is it worship team? Are you guys coming forward and doing the last song there? All right. So, while the worship team is coming up, if you want prayer for anything, I'm going to come up and close the service here after they're done with the song. And if you guys want prayer, if you guys want to, if you want to have prayer about who you are, I would love to pray for you. All right? So I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
Worship for me.
Father, we just come before you this morning and we just say thank you that we are your children. We say thank you that we can come to you. We can lay all of our burdens down and just come before you. And you love us just as we are. So, Father, we just say bless our week, bless our time coming. Next week with the guest speaker, Lord, I just pray that you would be blessing over all of that as you guys go through this search. And we give it all to you, Father. Everything is yours. It's all yours, Father. God bless you guys. Amen and amen. Have an awesome, awesome week.